Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨.
Let's bow forward prayer.
让我们低头祷告.
Father, we thank you once again for it is your grace that allows us to come into your presence.
天父，我们再一次多谢你的恩典，让我们能够来到你的面前.
Father, we pray that your Spirit will fill us.
天父，我们祈求你的灵充满我们.
Lord, help us to focus upon you.
让我们专注于你.
To realize that you are the one that deserves all the glory and praise.
让我们知道你是配得一切的称颂和赞美.
And Father, as Christmas, as we celebrate and look forward to celebrating your birth.
天父，当我们去期待着去庆祝你的诞生.
Father, we pray that you will calm our hearts in the busyness of this season.
当我们在这个很繁忙的季节里面，求你安静我们的心.
To realize that, yes, you are the reason for the season. That we will focus our hearts. Put our minds. To put aside the things of this world. To remember to give you praise.
去纪念你,
to worship you in our lives.
That
we will bring forth your word.
让我们将你的话语传出去,
this wonderful gift of Christ.
是基督这一份美好的礼物,
to the people around us.
让我们周围的人知道,
Father, help us to see you.
天父帮助我们看见你,
and to celebrate you.
亦都去庆祝你,
Father, open our ears to hear your word.
天父打开我们的耳朵,
soften our hearts.
软化我们的心,
to receive your instructions.
去接受主你的指引,
to live for you.
去为你而活.
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们是奉耶稣的名字来祈求.
Amen.
Amen.
I think I love the Christmas season.
我很喜欢圣诞.
And I think that all of you do as well.
我相信很多人,
and there is a great anticipation as Christmas comes along.
当圣诞即将来临的时候,
you know, once Thanksgiving ended, Christmas already started, right?
当感恩节一完了的时候,
every station on the radio is playing Christmas songs.
在收音机很多台都在播一些圣诞的歌曲.
And I saw that even houses before Thanksgiving was over, they were started decorating already.
有些家庭在感恩节都未过已经开始装饰了.
Now, there's a lot of anticipation as Christmas comes along where your family comes together.
当圣诞要来到的时候, 你都期待着有家聚.
To have the experience of the family gathering together around the tree.
让一家人都是围着圣诞树.
There's lots of presents and lots of food.
有很多的食物, 亦都有很多的礼物.
You know, there's just this feel at this time of year, isn't it?
就是在这个节日里面, 你有这一份的感觉.
And a lot of times we love that feeling.
我们很喜欢这一份的感觉.
You know, it's a feeling of joy, of peace, and good tidings.
这个感觉就是有喜乐, 有平安, 有些好的消息.
And there's an anticipation. And this is what Advent is all about.
基督将要来临的这个节期,
Advent is the period before Christmas.
基督将要来临的这个节期就是在圣诞的前夕.
That celebrates the anticipation and the coming of the Messiah.
就是期待着这个弥赛亚的来临.
We look forward to the coming of the Prince of Peace and the King of Kings.
就是期待着这个和平之君,万王之王的来临.
You know, as Christians, it's also we look forward to the Christ return and the anticipation of our coming King.
但是成为一个基督徒的时候,我们亦都去期待着我们的王再一次的回来.
Because as Christians, we long to have that joy and peace that comes from being with Christ.
因为作为一个基督徒,我们亦都去期待着,藉着主耶稣基督,我们有这一份的喜乐和平安.
And especially during these past few years, as we've experienced this COVID pandemic.
特别在过去的几年,我们有这个疫情.
You know, the world has been turned upside down.
这个世界简直是倒转了.
You know, we've been isolated so much.
我们被孤立.
That it's actually caused a lot of emotional stress and emotional depression for a lot of people.
有很多人亦都经历过他们的情绪的困扰或者他们有忧郁.
There's a lot of loss of hope.
很多已经失去了盼望.
And as we even today, as we look at our society, there is so much social unrest.
就算睇我哋今日嘅社會，亦都有好多嘅不安。
There is this atmosphere of a lot of hatred, anger.
好似有一個嘅氣氛，有好多嘅怒恨，有好多嘅憤怒。
And violence within our society that gets us scared.
而喺社會裏邊，亦都有好多嘅暴力，使我哋驚慌。
You know, and we're not, and it's not just happening in America.
但係呢啲嘅事情唔係單單喺美國嘅嚟到發生。
Throughout the world,
其實喺整個世界嚟講，
we see that unrest.
我哋睇到呢一個嘅不安。
We see that there's no peace in the world.
我哋睇到喺呢個世界裏邊冇平安。
And the world longs for peace.
而呢個世界所期望嘅就係平安。
And this is where this message of Isaiah 9 comes in.
而今日嘅經文正正就係要講到喺以賽亞書嘅第九章。
Verse 2, it says, The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone.
第二節咁樣講，在黑暗中行走的百姓看見了大光，住在死暗之地的人有光照耀他們。
Now what was happening in this place of Galilee?
在加利利这个地方有什么事情发生呢?
The people for many, many years were suffering oppression and violence.
在历年里面，当地的人都是被压迫。
For centuries, they've been invaded by armies.
在很多的世纪里面，他们都是不断的被军队来到侵占。
Armies that are marching into Jerusalem to conquer it.
这些军队他们都是进到耶路撒冷来到攻城。
And at this time of Isaiah's writing,
当以赛亚去写以赛亚书的时候，
the Assyrians cast a terrible shadow over all the land.
这些的亚述人，他们是侵占着大地。
There was no peace. There was oppression to all the people.
在那里是没有平安的，人民是被压迫的。
And this is where Isaiah comes in. This God brings hope.
以赛亚就喺呢度讲，系神带嚟盼望。
That in the midst of the darkness,
就系喺黑暗当中。
There is light. God brings that light.
神就将呢个光带到嚟。
That in the midst of the darkness in Galilee, the light arises.
喺加利利一片漆黑里边，呢个光就嚟到。
Verse 3 says, "You have multiplied the nations." You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, and they are glad when they divided the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle, tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. God opened up a new future for his humbled people.God renews their joy in the metaphor of harvest and victory. Sorry.
Verse 3-5, right?
Yes.
第三节到第五节，你使这国民繁多，加增他们的喜乐，他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，像人分掳物那样的快乐，因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的For 肩头上的轭，并欺压他们的人的棍，你都已经截断，好像在米甸的日子一样。战士所乱杀之间所穿的盔甲，并那滚在血中的衣服，都必作为可烧的，当作火柴。呢度用咗个比喻，就是好似收割呢个嘅比喻。
So it's the harvest and the victory that actually pictures, gives us a picture of their joy being restored.
这个打胜仗和这个收割的这幅的图画就是让我们看到他这份的喜乐。
Their land has been laid bare and barren because of oppression.
因为被欺压的缘故，他们的大地都变为干旱。
God is the one that brings hope and restoration.
但是神要回复他们，神要将喜乐带过给他们。
He brings that promise of deliverance.
神也都将这个应许的拯救给过他们。
And this is actually the prophecy of the promise of the coming Messiah.
但是其实这个就是预言即将要来的弥赛亚。
You know, and we probably hear this verse read every year.
我们很相信每一年我们都听到这一段经文被读出来。
Verse 6 is very famous. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, and on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from the time forth and forevermore.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必坐在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚固稳定。从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
In Isaiah 9, there's a shift in the vision of this coming Messiah.
在以赛亚第九章，我哋会睇到喺嚟紧呢个尼赛亚嘅焦点，我哋有少少嘅改变。
In all the prophecies, it speaks of a man.
因为一切嘅预言都讲到一个人。
But now Isaiah 9 actually points us to a different kind of Messiah.
但是在以赛亚第九章是讲到别的尼赛亚。
He's a Messiah that will assume the throne of David.
这个尼赛亚会成就大卫的权柄。
He comes to destroy all enemies.
他来到要消灭一切的敌人。
And establish an earthly kingdom.
也都去建立这个地上的王国。
And he gives us these names.
也都将这些名字给过我们。
He's called Wonderful Counselor.
奇妙的策士。
Almighty God.
全能的父。
Everlasting Father.
全能的神。
Prince
永在的父。
Prince of Peace.
和平的君。
What's happening in Isaiah 9, what's shifting is that he is pointing that this Messiah is God himself.
在这里以赛亚所讲的就是尼赛亚就是神。
It's God himself who will come and deliver his people.
是神他自己亲自来的释放他的子民。
He will come incarnate as a son.
他要道成肉身的来到
As a babe to come and save his people.
成为一个婴孩来到拯救他的子民。
And he's the wonderful counselor who will bring forth this kingdom of God.
就是这位奇妙的策士将神的国度带到来。
This message of the gospel, the message of salvation.
这个救恩的信息，这个福音的信息。
And only through him will be life.
唯有藉住佢能够得着生命。
He is the one that brings healing and forgiveness of sins.
就是佢将医治同埋赦罪带过俾我哋。
That brings restoration to all people.
亦都要回复所有嘅人。
And it says that he is the mighty God.
佢系全能嘅神。
That's the idea of being the warrior that will protect his people.
就系好似呢个嘅勇士要保护佢嘅子民。
The one that comes to deliver them from their bondage and from their enemies.
就系要喺捆锁里边释放佢哋。
And he is the one that will come and bind Satan himself.
就系佢嚟到要捆绑撒旦。
And he will break that bondage of sin that is over man.
亦都要去破碎呢个捆绑人嘅罪。
That those he has chosen, those who he comes to save,
他来拣选他要救的子民
he will free from this bondage of death and decay.
让这些人在死亡、在毁坏里面得到释放
And this idea of an eternal king, a father who comes to care for his people.
一个永恒的父、一个和平的君来到去护理他的子民
A father who will lay down his life for their own children.
一个父亲会为着他的儿女舍命。
This is a vision of God himself in the flesh. He is Emmanuel.
这个就让我们看到这幅图画，神就是以马内利成为人。
And he is the one that comes to usher in peace.
就是他将平安带过给我们。
He is the Prince of Peace.
他就是和平之君。
You see, the world is in much more need of more than just tranquility in the world.
你知道吗？这个世界所需要的是多过宁静。
The peace that we need is more than just free from disease or free from violence and wars.
我们所需要的平安不单止是要在疾病、在暴力或者是在战争里面得到释放。
There is an unrest within our souls.
但是在我们的灵里面，我们是不平静的。
Where man needs a much greater peace than this world can ever give.
因为人所需要的那个平安是这个世界给不到的。
And the peace that man needs is peace with God.
神人所需要的平安就是与神和好。
We need peace with God.
我们要与神和好。
This takes us back to Genesis chapter 3.
这个又将我们带到去创世纪的第三章。
Back to where sin entered the world.
就在那里讲到罪进入世界。
Is that our rebellion fractured our relationship to God?
是因为我们的反叛而截断了我们和神的关系。
And that brought eternal judgment for man.
就是这样的缘故，人在永恒里面是被审判的。
It's in that rebellion that it destroyed man's relationship to God.
就是在这个反叛里面破坏了神和人的关系。
That man was no longer a child of God.
人再不是神的儿女。
But man was God's enemy.
乃是神的仇敌。
Destined for judgment.
他们就是要面对审判。
And because of sin, that relationship to God was broken.
因为罪的缘故，与神的关系就破裂。
So it is in this promise of the Savior, the Messiah.
就是在这个应许里面，有这一位的救主，有弥赛亚。
He is the one who will come to save us from our sins.
就是他要来到使在让我们在我们自己的罪里面得到拯救。
And restore our relationship to God.
也都回复我们和神的关系。
Now this is the peace that man needs.
这一个平安就是人所需要的平安。
Matthew 1:21 says, She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins.
马太福音一章二十一节咁样讲，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Out of his love, he sends Christ to come and restore the relationship to his people.
神出于佢自己嘅爱，佢就差派佢嘅儿子耶稣嚟到拯救佢嘅子民。
That Emmanuel will take on the sins of his chosen.
以马内利就是为着被拣选的人付上这个罪
价。And pay the penalties of their sins.
付上这个赎罪。
And that if we would receive him as our Lord or Savior, we will be given eternal life.
当我们接受主耶稣基督为我们的救主的时候，我们就得着永生。
Our sins will be atoned for.
我们的罪被偿还。
And we will have the righteousness of Christ given to our account.
而我们也都得着主耶稣基督的义。
This is what the Prince of Peace does for us.
这个就是和平之君为我们所作的。
And he comes to restore our relationship to God.
去回复我们和神的关系。
And this is the peace that we all talk about, the peace that the world cannot understand.
就是这个的平安我们所说的，是这个世界不能够明白的。
That when we have peace with God,
当我们和神和好的时候，
everything else,While it may be stormy,
虽然或许我们还在风暴里面，
our foundation is sure.
但我们的根基是稳固的。
Because we are the children of God.
因为我们是神的儿女。
And we have a God that is unmovable.
我们是有一个不动摇的神。
No matter what we face in this world,
无论在这个世界我们面对什么都好，
He gives us that everlasting hope.
他就是将这个永恒的盼望赐给我们。
That nothing can ever separate us from His love.
没有一样东西能使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
You know, and all along,That is the peace that God comes to bring to us.
其实从开始，神的原意就是要将这个平安给过我们。
And he is the one that has come to establish his kingdom in verse 7.
是他来到，在第七节讲，是他建立他的国度。
You know, his peace came.
他的平安来到。
And it will be here forever.
亦都要永遠嘅喺度。
And a lot of times we suffer through things.
好多時我哋會經歷苦難。
But we must realize that God has already established his kingdom.
但我哋要知道神已經建立佢嘅國度了。
And in the things that we face in our lives,
在我们生命要面对的事情,
He is the one that will carry us through them.
亦都是他带我们经过,
we might not feel peace
或许我们不感觉到有平安,
all the time,
不是时常都有感觉有平安,
but in our souls,
但是在我们的灵里面,
we must have that peace of Christ.
定要有基督的平安,
to know that there is nothing that will ever separate us from His love.
要知道没有一样东西能使我们与祂的爱隔绝,
and that is the peace that gives to us to look forward to His coming.
就是有这份的平安我们可以期待着祂的来临,
to know that when He returns,
知道当祂再回来的时候,
we'll be lifted up in glory with Him forever.
我们会与祂一起被提升在荣耀里面,
you know, this is what we celebrate during this Christmas season.
我们在圣诞期间要庆祝的就是这件事,
we're celebrating God's promise,
我们去庆祝神的应许,
His goodness. God is a God of loving faithfulness.
神就是这个有恩慈有信实的神,
because He has kept His promise.
因为他是守他的约的神,
a promise that He will send a Savior.
守他的应许, 他会差一个救主,
and that Savior is Jesus Christ.
而这个为救主就是主耶稣基督。
You know, it's not something that we can do on our own.
不是一些我们凭自己能够做得到的事。
And this hope of salvation, you see, can only come through Christ.
这个救恩的盼望唯独是从基督而来的。
And without Christ, without the birth of Christ, there is no hope.
如果没有基督的诞生, 亦都不会有盼望。
So when we look back and we look forward to celebrating Christmas,
当我们去期待着要庆祝圣诞的时候,
God has promised, He has fulfilled His promise to us.
神已经成就了祂对我们的应许,
that in the birth of Christ,
藉着耶稣的诞生,
He has already given you all hope.
祂已经将一切的盼望赐过给你。
So in this busyness of Christmas,
在圣诞繁忙当中,
I want to remind us to fix our eyes on Christ.
我要提醒各位的要专注的是基督。
We should marvel at what Christ has already done.
我们为着基督所成就的我们惊讶。
Oh yes, we were wretched sinners.
没错, 我们是一个很坏的罪人。
God chose to send His Son in the form of a babe.
但是神选择去差派祂的儿子成为一个婴孩,
to restore our relationship to Him,
去回复我们与祂的关系,
to give us that peace,
将这个平安赐过给我们。
We've been made heirs to God's eternal kingdom.
我们是神永恒国度的后子。
We've been already given new hearts.
我们已经被赐过一个新的心。
As a believer, you've been given the Holy Spirit to live within you.
作为一个信徒, 神已经赐了圣灵居在你的心里面。
And just as Xavier shared with us today,
就好像刚才Xavier跟我们的分享,
no matter what we go through in life,
无论我们在生命里面要经历些什么,
God's grace is greater than all.
但是神的恩典比我们经历的一切更大。
We will experience the brokenness of life.
没错, 在生命里面我们会经历生命的破碎。
But the hope of Christ is it carries us through.
但是就是基督的盼望带我们走过。
We have been redeemed.
我们已经是被赎了。
And God has intervened for us.
神已经为我们成为中保。
He is that wonderful counselor, mighty God.
祂就是这个奇妙的策士全能的神。
The everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
永恒的父和平的君。
And it is this Prince of Peace, wonderful counselor, that continues to pray for each and every one of us.
这个全能的策士和平的君是
John 17, Romans 8 reminds us that Jesus, as our high priest, as we learn today,
今天我们讲到约翰福音17章罗马书第8章讲到耶稣就是我们的大祭司,
He is the perfect sacrifice,
祂就是这个完全的祭,
that is made for us,
是为着我们的缘故。
But he is also the great high priest.
他亦都是我们的大祭司。
Constantly praying for us.
因为他是不断地为我们祷告。
So imagine that.
试想一下。
The Son of God, Jesus Christ, is at the right hand of God praying for you.
神的爱子主耶稣基督坐在神的右边为你祷告。
He knows that you experience the storms of life.
他知道你经历人生的风浪。
He knows you experience sickness and death of loved ones.
他亦都明了你经历一啲嘅病痛，经历身边所爱嘅人嘅死亡。
He knows you experience all the insecurities of the world.
亦都知道喺呢个世界里边你系不安嘅。
And this is what Jesus wants to remind us, that he is a wonderful counselor.
但是耶稣要提醒我们，就是他是一个奇妙的策士。
He is God himself who is praying on our behalf.
是神他自己为我们代求。
As Christmas comes along, let us focus.
当圣诞要来到的时候，让我们的焦点
on Christ.
是在基督里面。
That we will long for the joy and peace of this good tiding, which is rooted in Christ.
让我们去期望着这一份的喜乐，这个的平安，这一份好的信息的根基是扎在主耶稣基督里面。
You know, because if we're just rooting ourselves in this feeling of the holidays,
如果我们扎根于这个节日的感觉，
it's a very frivolous feeling that kind of goes away after Christmas Day.
这些只是一些虚浮的感觉，圣诞过后，这些感觉亦都会消失。
It's such a letdown after New Year's Day.
就好似过完新年咧，你就觉得哎呀，好闷啊。
But that shouldn't be the case.
但系其实唔应该系噶。
Because when we celebrate the birth of our Savior,
因为我哋庆祝嘅系我哋救主嘅诞生。
It should renew us with strength to face the new year.
应该使我哋心意更新嘅去面对新嘅一年。
Because he gives us that peace that transcends all understanding.
因为神赐过呢一个超过我哋能够明白嘅平安。
Have you received this peace from God?
喺神里边，你有冇接受到呢一份嘅平安
？Have you received this gift of Christ?
你有冇接受到主耶稣基督呢一份嘅礼物咧？
That gift is so great, it's beyond anything you can imagine.
这一份的礼物是大到超过你所想所求。
You know, think about the gifts that you have received through Christmas.
去想下在圣诞节里面你所收到的礼物。
You know, I used to so look forward to the Christmas gifts.
我呢以前呢很期待着收圣诞礼物的。
You know, but how many people have been let down by their gifts every year?
但有几多人收完礼物之后系失望嘅咧
？Anybody? You know, as you get to be an adult, you realize, oh, the gifts. Okay, I got a flashlight.
咁你当你越嚟越成长嗰阵时，你又发觉你啲礼物就啊吓
<Okay.
S 1>、有电筒。
Thanks for the comforter.
哎呀，多谢你又俾张被我。
You know, and the Christmas season is like, oh, Christmas is over, and I got this for Christmas.
咁你话哎呀，圣诞节过咗，我就系收到呢啲嘅礼物。
Yeah, no, it's such a letdown.
哇，好似好失望啊！
But we must keep Christ as the focus.
但系我哋要专注嘅系基督。
You've received Christ for Christmas.
因为喺圣诞节里边，你咗收到呢份嘅礼物就系主耶稣基督。
That is the most priceless gift.
因为呢一份系无价之宝。
Because there's nothing that's more important than the destiny of your soul.
因为冇一样嘢比你嘅灵魂嘅目的地更加重要。
It's Christ who brings eternal hope.
系主耶稣基督将永恒嘅盼望带俾我哋。
Only through Christ can we have endless joy.
唯独喺基督里边，我哋先至会有一个不止息嘅喜乐。
And he is the one that brings everlasting peace.
而就系佢将永恒嘅平安赐过俾我哋。
So make it a point this Christmas.
所以喺呢一个圣诞节里边，你要刻意地
bring this message of Christ.
将主耶稣基督呢一个嘅信息
to all your friends and all your family.
带俾你所有嘅朋友、所有嘅家人。
Don't just spend this time with frivolous gifts.
唔好净系轻轻嘅去买一啲轻浮嘅礼物。
Without making sure we give this message of gift of Christ，
而错过咗将基督呢一个嘅信息送出去。
Let us pray。
让我哋低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your grace.
天父，我哋为着你嘅恩典感谢你。
That you are the reason for the season.
你就系呢一个节日嘅原因。
You are the wonderful counselor.
你就系呢个奇妙嘅策士。
Mighty God.
全能嘅神。
Everlasting Father.
永恒嘅父。
The Prince of Peace.
和平之君。
You're the one that has come.
系你嚟到。
So that we can be restored.
以致我哋能够回复。
To become your children.
成为你嘅儿女。
No longer orphans.
再唔系孤儿。
But oh Lord, we have a home.
但系我哋有一个家。
And Father, we pray that as your children.
主啊，我哋系你嘅儿女，我哋祈祷。
Lord, that we will celebrate your birth.
让我哋去庆祝你嘅诞生。
Father, for you have given us.
因为天父系你赐俾我哋嘅。
A peace.
一个平安。
That is beyond understanding.
是超过我们能够明白的。
That we will have a restored relationship to you.
我们和你的关系是回复的。
That we can come and call you Father.
我们能够称你为我们的阿爸父。
That no matter the storms that we may face in life.
无论在生命我们面对什么风暴。
You are the one that will always carry us in your arms.
是你在你的膀臂底下带我们经
过。The one that will protect us through all things.
是你保护我们。
And help us to persevere.
帮助我们有这个坚信。
Father, may you help us to shine forth as your light.
天父帮助我们为你来发光。
That we will show forth the glory of Christ in our lives.
让我们在我们生命里面彰显主耶稣基督。
That we will live with the fragrance of Christ.
让我们带着基督的馨香。
So others will see you.
让别人的也都去寻找你。
Father, give us this urgency to bring this message of Christ.
让我们有这个焦急的心将福音带给人。
This Christmas season.
在这个圣诞里面。
To all our friends and family.
将这个消息带给我们一切的朋友和家人。
To all our loved ones.
我们所爱的人。
Father, we give you all the glory.
主，我们将一切的荣耀归于你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us all rise and turn to hymn number 92.